are you doing, man?
Posting a picture of my Sloppy Joe.
Can I ask why?
Can I ask you why?
Sure.
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
March 18th.
This is Sloppy Joe Day.
It's National
Sloppy
Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe Day. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe.
I want to wish you a happy Sloppy Joe Day.
Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Don't Catholics are supposed to eat meat on Sloppy Joe Day?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to eat a Sloppy Joe.
They got his dress down day.
The best songs on the radio.
You just kiss it up to God, right? Kind of like if you dropped it on the floor, the 5-second rule. Oh, Sloppy Joe, I'm already one bite in on a Friday during Lent.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Every Monday morning, we do Weekend Rewind. We actually have to rewind on yesterday, St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh, that's going to take a minute.
It started early, and it started well. Thank you to McGuigan's. What a great time.
It was. We were there before the sunrise even came up, got our bearings, and then by 7, everybody started pouring in the joint, and the food started coming out, and it was such a great time. Everybody had green on. We even had a masked singer that came in. Well, we didn't make him sing.
Let's
but
not
he was,
talk about that dude.
He commented creepy on our Facebook page last night.
It's creepy. Anyway, Laurie and your family and your crew, you did a great job.
So amazing. Mm-hmm. She was so accommodating, I felt like I didn't want to bug her. I wanted her to come talk, you know, and she was so gracious because she was so busy back there.
Mm-hmm. People in the crowd, too, were great. It was nice to see the former mayor, Dave Persing, and his wife, yes, Kathy, and grandchildren. It was a family event, which I thought was great.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy, the singing postman, he was called. The guy I met there at the end, what was his name, Jimmy McClancy or something. He used to perform at McGuigan's every year, and now he's kind of retired, not only from the Postal Service, but from singing, because he said he can't do 3 hours anymore. It's tough on his voice. What an adorable man. He looked and even talked like my grandfather. I swore I was talking to my grandpa, who was also a retired postman and a song and dance man on stage. I invited him to the show next year.
I hope he comes. And when he asked me my name and I said Corina, he broke out and did a little song.
Yeah, he was doing the Corina song, but what is it called? Corina from Clancy or something, whatever.
Yeah.
So he changed it to Corina.
It was very sweet.
It was adorable. And to be that festive at that time of the day, a morning show live from the front window of an Irish pub, that's pretty amazing. But then we wrap up the night at Whispering Oaks with the Ann Kerstetter Band. Wow.
That floor was literally shaking like an earthquake.
They set the tables for 145, and it was packed by 5:30. Maybe 200 people, maybe even better than that. The Cunningham family, thank you.
They're probably waking up today later going, why are there gold chocolates everywhere in the yard?
We had a coin hunt, and we
got a little dark.
The sun was setting. And there was enough coins, probably as obnoxious as our egg hunt, where we scatter 60,000 eggs for 100 kids.
We had way too many.
Right. But that's what we did with these coins. And if there was a four-leaf clover on the bottom of your coin, you won a prize. And we did all right.
Funny how there was 20,000, but those only seven got found real quick. I find that really funny.
Good point.
We love our job. I love it, too, just get back out in the community. All these familiar faces. It was fun. Go look at the pictures. This guy right here, Tom Morgan, in his infamous kilt.
Oh, my family kilt. Yes. My family colors, my coat of arms. Yeah. Rob, the sports center, said to me this morning in the hallway, what, no kilt today? I'm like, dude, one day a year.
Yeah.
Or maybe a family funeral. But that's it. That's all you get. That's all you get.
Gotta keep him wanting more, Tom Morgan.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon has uncovered a special treat for March Madness. They're called Coors Light flavored lollipops.
Where was this when I was a kid?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Coors Light is selling a six-pack of beer-flavored lollipops to fans during March Madness. I love it. It's never too early to introduce your kids to the cold, refreshing taste of Coors Light.
WQKX.
March Madness is here. We have something else called March Sadness. We'll talk about that in a bit. Are you involved or not? And you have to tell the truth.
My involvement is what I do on this show.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because we're looking at the bracketology right now. But when you go home, you're not seeing if Michigan is going to get upset or anything
like
that.
Absolutely not.
See this? See what I'm wearing?
Notre Dame.
They won the play-in game, which was highly unexpected. So I'm representing today.
Wait, is that called an upset?
That was more than an upset. It was a miracle of God.
It was the luck of the Irish.
It was. It was St. Patrick's Day. According to a new study, 40% of Americans are so into it that they'll call in sick just so they can watch a certain game.
Well, I mean, now we have all these reminders on our phones that you can ask what the score is and follow it that way.
Well, look at Cam, who works here.
I was just going to say Cam, yeah.
He's a dookie. He'll say he has a Zoom meeting or something while Duke is playing, you know? I love that in people, but it could get you in trouble at work.
Just relax. Company protocol. When you tell the truth, you'll hear this.
Oh.
When you tell a lie, this. Now, where were you today?
I was at work. I went to a movie with friends. Watching March Madness.
Why were you watching March Madness?
It just happened to be on TV at the sports bar. I entered the office bracket just for fun. I'm betting my whole entire paycheck.
Your whole paycheck? That's stupid. You won't catch me wasting my time with March Madness.
That's a lie.
Okay, I bet my kids' college funds on Michigan going all the way.
Oh!
Oh, the shame!
Oh!
Does that come in pocket size for real life?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You could wait till Rob tells you who won in March Madness. That'll be coming up at the top of the hour. Or you could listen to our exclusive feature,
March Sadness. I got to ask real quick, though. Are you having as much fun with this music as you did the Olympics? This is totally polar opposites.
I know, but I am having. You can see it on my face.
Can. You're like a kid at Christmas right now.
I know. Just push the button and let it
all
happen.
I need you to tone that look down because it's very sad. These people just lost.
You are correct. All right. I'll tone it down.
Sheesh.
And now, like, four play-in games, that was kind of easy for Karina, but now it's heating up.
I don't know if I can handle it. There's so many.
So much sadness.
Colorado State.
Colorado State lost?
Poor suckers. South Dakota State.
Who? South Dakota State, okay.
Boise State.
Boise State? Those guys are the ones with the blue football field. I guess they suck in basketball.
Norfolk State. I guess Virginia's not for lovers. I don't know.
Not anymore. Not basketball lovers.
Longwood, huh?
Longwood.
Is that in California?
That sounds obscene. I don't know. I woke up with some Longwood this morning.
Oh, wait. That's Long Beach. Never mind.
Whatever. Okay.
Iowa. Oh. They don't have much to do, and they're in that state, and they're
Take off your raccoon hats. It's over, Iowa. It's over.
Georgia State not having a peachy day.
No. No, Georgia State. Not Georgia Tech. Georgia State.
Marquette, whoever they are.
Marquette. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They're good in basketball, but not this year. See ya, Marquette.
Oh. UConn.
Oh, so UConn lost. Oh, that's right. They're really good in women's basketball.
Yes.
Guys, see ya.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky, they'll be drinking some Maker's Mark to heal this pain tonight. I don't know.
Now, I'll tell you what. You heard Rob talk about it. They were a number two seed, so that is huge March sadness.
They're drowning their sorrows
tonight. We should pause for a second. Kentucky fans, take in the music. Kentucky, no.
The agony. Indiana.
The Hoosiers lost?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I just can't. I don't know. I need to take a breath. I don't know if I can handle the rest of these.
Can we get through them okay?
San Diego State?
I didn't even know there was a
San Diego
State.
I mean, they're supposed to be one of the happiest cities in America. They were in the top 10 last year. What?
They're not one of the happiest.
I mean, Vermont.
Vermont?
Maple syrup at its horriblest.
Hey, Vermont baseball season's coming. Hang in there. What else?
San Francisco, not a treat today. And Texas Southern, everything's really not bigger now.
No.
I don't know.
Is that it? I can't handle anymore.
It is. Thank God. I need to take a breath.
Okay.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Hey, Mom, you trying to get the kids up? It's Friday. They don't want to go to school. They want a long weekend. Don't we have one of them snow day things we get to burn? No, kids. Get out of bed. What a mom did, Karina. This is clever. Now, installing outdoor door rings in your children's bedroom is still better than your mom yelling up the hall repeatedly to get the other one out of bed, don't you think?
Yes. The worst thing I ever wanted to hear was, Karina Louise.
Nobody likes your full name being
recited. But when you have more than two kids, I have friends that have four and five kids. kids. And they're like, it gets a little confusing because when you're disheveled and not happy, you're screaming the wrong kid's name. Using a bell?
I'm just thinking this is more than going viral. Some of you moms listening this morning might want to consider this idea.
I have four kids and I hate yelling in our house. Bought these little doorbells and they are a game changer. Each of my four kids has a doorbell button in our kitchen and a chime plugged in their bedroom. They're upstairs and we need them to come down. We simply click the button and the doorbell rings in their room. They also know to come down in the morning when their doorbell goes off. These were about $15 each if you're interested.
Oh my God, Karen, that's a great idea.
Every time a bell rings,
the kid better be going to school today. There you go.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, this is a flashback voice from when we loved all those movies.
I'll be back.
Yeah, and then you said he turned politician, which he did for a while.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months back, he revealed things about his personal life that were pretty touching. He is doing it again, this time addressing the Russian government, saying, you're lying to your soldiers.
When my father arrived in Leningrad, he was all pumped up on the lies of his government. When he left Leningrad, he was broken.
Ooh.
We've got that audio, a lot more of it on the way.
It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
In the 21st century, a weapon will be invented like no other. This weapon will be powerful, versatile, and indestructible. It will have only one purpose. To return to the present and prevent the future.
Yeah, the Terminator.
You have my attention.
1984. Ooh. Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator. He was just brutal. And if you look on the screen, look at them women's haircuts in 1984. That's all I'm saying. It's a Flashback Friday.
We just thought that straight across look and the poofiness in the front looked good, okay?
A lot of hairspray, too.
Yes.
A lot of hairspray.
Aquanet, baby.
The Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was 1984. Now, Arnold is being serious with his views on the war in the Ukraine.
The Russian government has lied not only to the citizens, but to its soldiers. When my father arrived in Leningrad, he was all pumped up on the lies of his government. And when he left Leningrad, he was broken, physically and mentally. He lived the rest of his life in pain. Pain from a broken back, pain from the shrapnel that always reminded him of these terrible years, and pain from the guilt that he felt. To the Russian soldiers listening to this broadcast, I don't want you to be broken like my father. Your lives, your limbs, your futures are being sacrificed for a senseless war condemned by the entire world.
Wow.
Maybe as you're going about your day today, try and keep some of that in mind. We have people right now that don't even know where they're going to live.
Sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger also spoke of the propaganda. Who actually started this war? Was it the Ukraine? No.
I know that your government has told you that this is a war to denazify Ukraine. Denazify Ukraine. This is not true. Ukraine is a country with a Jewish president, I might add, whose father's three brothers were all murdered by the Nazis. Those in power in the Kremlin started this war. This is not the Russian people's war. This is an illegal war.
We could go on with this stuff. We don't want to bring you down on a Friday. It's a Flashback Friday, but Arnold, you're still getting it done, man.
Very poignant. And I just want to say quickly, like, a lot of times these wars are two people that are running the joint and do it, but the people themselves don't want the war. Keep that in mind today as you stub your toe and go, oh, I hate the world. Well, look at the bright side.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got a double dose of late night TV.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The March Madness, and I saw that for the tournament, Pizza Hut is bringing back its big dinner box. Wow. It's perfect for the tournament because if you eat that alone, your life expectancy goes from 64 to 32 to 16 to 8 to 6.
Netflix announced that the political satire show Servant of the People that stars Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will return to the platform. And they're also taking down Putin's stand-up special.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Yay!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
All right, celebrity birthdays real quick. Adam Levine, our boy from M5, is 43. Did you know Adam Levine was that old? He still looks like a high school kid.
And where did he go? He's not on The Voice anymore.
I know.
I
bet she's working on one kick arse project.
He's floating around doing something important.
Yes. Dane Cook, one of my favorite comedians.
Oh, I love him too.
I wanted to prepare some clips for the audience, but most of them are obscene.
Inappropriate. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Not suitable for work.
That's
Why does that not shock me?
Queen Latifah is 52.
I love her.
The queen.
I love her. She's awesome.
You know what? I don't know if I'd like her in serious roles, though. You know, like some of the movies she's in where she's a police chief or something. You're like, what? Like she's on the new Blacklist or whatever it is. Right? One of them shows.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I want to laugh with Queen Latifah. I don't want to.
She's got a great sense of humor, but the serious stuff.
And it is Flashback Friday, so should we flashback to Flashdance?
Okay.
Irene Cara, or was it Cara? We've heard it both ways. Oh, what a feeling. Da, 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 da. Hated it then, hate it now, but Karina, maybe...
Nothing's changed.
Maybe we have to play it.
Nothing's changed.
Maybe. Anyway, she's 63 years old.
Really? Man. Okay.
Can you believe it? That Flashdance girl is older than me?
Wow. Vanessa Williams is on here, too. I wonder if she's still bitter about losing that beauty crown.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Let's not talk about that either.
Not sure about that.
No, stop it. I'll grab the Dane Cook if I have to.
I'll grab Dane Cook if I have to. Stop that now.
Do you need a minute?
Let's take a look at the locals. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Allison Milbrand from Cole Township. She's 32.
Andrew Wright from Seals Grove is 48. Happy birthday.
Brianna Mowry's from Norrie. She's 28 today.
Happy birthday, Derek Will. He's from Middleburg, 41.
James Campbell is 49. Happy birthday.
Jessica Robinoth's from Treverton. She's 42 today.
Joni Campbell from Norrie is 45.
Caitlin Swank from Sunbury is 25. Happy birthday.
Chrissy Maders from Sealands Grove, 37 today.
Lindsay Reed from Bear Valley, 38.
Lori Nace from Sunbury is 49. Happy birthday.
Maxine Kaler, 61 today. Happy birthday.
Priscilla Newbert. And she is from Sealands Grove, 74.
Wow. Listen to this name. Sarah Conquest from Norrie is 34. Happy birthday.
That's a great name. Susan Brida is 55 today. Happy birthday.
Tara Renner from Middleburg, 49.
Tom Chiodo is 57. Hope I said that right. Happy birthday.
And Tori Reisdorf from Liverpool, 32 today.
On the Facebook.
I literally just got one now. Lori Walters wants to wish a happy birthday to her daughter, Miracle Walters. Happy birthday.
That's a great name.
And Caitlin Raup has a two-for-one special. Her father, Ron Raup of Millmont, is 78. Happy birthday. And also her niece, Bree Simmons, was born at 24 weeks old. What a miracle.
Oh, wow.
And then I need to throw my dad in there because Tank's birthday.
Don't throw your dad. He's a good guy.
He's
Don't
a nice man.
No, happy birthday, Dad. I love you. He's 67 and not a day over 16.
Okay.
At least looking.
Now, what's his real first name?
Bill Carr.
Bill
But if you know him from high school, his nickname was Tank.
Isn't that a cool nickname, Tank?
It is. It really is. It's a great nickname.
Don't mess with the Tonka man.
The Tonka Man. Each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Movie Mike's in the house. Howdy.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good to be here.
How are you feeling, my partner?
Better than I was earlier this week. If you could avoid getting the flu, I would definitely recommend that.
Yeah, you didn't even have to go on a cruise.
I know. No, I didn't even get the pleasure of, a trip.
Yeah, or seasickness.
Or that, yeah.
There's two ways to look at it.
Right.
You got the pleasure of inheriting it from your family.
I did.
Wow. Movie Mike on the way. What movie are we talking?
The Outfit. Movie needs to be on your radar.
WQKX 94KX 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
All right, Tom, so what do seniors in high school do before they graduate? They go on spring break, right?
And then college kids, it's even worse.
Right, and then when they graduate, they throw those hats in the air.
Okay.
Well, speaking of seniors, senior citizens kind of did the same thing, although it involved their quarantine COVID masks.
Ah. We like to party here.
Stay away from here. She's got really cold.
It's the first time I've done beer pong. Got it in two times, so I had some chasers with that.
We've missed this kind of stuff over the past couple years, and so as we get at a safer spot to do that, it's really fun to stay active and just enjoy each other's company.
That is pretty awesome. Minnesota senior community celebrating the fact that they don't have to wear their masks anymore.
I love it.
That's awesome. I wonder if they did cornhole too.
Should we celebrate locally? That's what I wonder. A lot of people saying COVID is over. I don't know about over. Dr. Stanley Martin from Geisinger is saying it's a time to be happy, but be careful.
We have had a significant amount of immunity established in the community through vaccination and exposure to the virus, and that bodes well for preventing some of the more serious complications in the coming months.
So, should we throw our masks in the air or not? That's the big question.
I think cautiously optimistic and aware is the best way to do it.
And that is the good news, because we could all use it, even on a Friday.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
WQKX. Oscar winner Mark Rylance plays a suit maker in The Outfit, but is this movie a good fit? I'll tell you in just a moment, but first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The Power of the Dog, my number two movie of last year, the second best movie of last year. See it on a big screen at the campus. For showtimes and other details, please visit their website, campustheater.org. The Outfit stars Mark Rylance as a tailor running a suit shop in 1950s Chicago. He lets the local mob use a drop box in the back of his place to transfer messages and packages. One night, the mob boss's son and his associate come in and end up dragging this unwitting tailor into a drama involving a rival mob, an incriminating audio cassette, and a nationwide crime syndicate looking to expand its ranks. Rylance knows the only way to survive is to outsmart the mobsters, all while trying to make it look like he's not doing anything at all. I don't want to give away any of the specifics because The Outfit has an ingenious clockwork plot that's full of twists and turns you won't see coming. The whole thing takes place in one night inside that shop, but the constant addition of new complications prevents it from feeling stagey or claustrophobic. Rylance is superb in the lead role, showing us how keeping his composure helps this proud workman save his life. The movie also has excellent supporting performances from Dylan O'Brien as the mobster's hotshot son and Zoe Deutsch as the tailor's receptionist. The Outfit is a bit slow to start, but once it gets going, it becomes a first-rate adult drama that holds you in its grasp. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 inseams.
How many inseams would you give on his eyebrows? Did they trim those suckers up for this?
No. It's kind of part of his character. This movie is under the radar a little bit. It opens nationwide today, including locally. It's not getting the hype that the Batman has or some of the other things, and that's why I wanted to review it, because this is a great film. For those of us who are, you know, not teenagers anymore, not in our 20s, maybe want something that doesn't involve a superhero, want some nice grown-up entertainment.
And like you said, the entire movie happens in one night?
One night, all within the confines of his shop.
He's a great actor. I just always want to take some wax strips and just be like, really, buddy? Like, they're like caterpillars.
You're stuck on this eyebrow thing, aren't
you? Always bugged me. Every time I see him, I'm like, it's like two caterpillars.
It is, kind of, yeah.
At least it's not a unibrow.
He's trying to sell a movie, and you're trying to get a guy.
I know, but that's how much when I watch him, it just sticks in my head. That's the difference between a woman and a man.
Right, right.
All right, Mike, well, enjoy your weekend. I'm heading over to the restroom to wax my eyebrows.
Have fun.
Out!
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning. WQKX.
The Be Kind campaign is going on with 94KX.
Stacey and Marissa with Good Morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Marissa, what you got for us this week?
So excited to be with you to announce the winner of week 3. And the theme of this week has been Be Kind to Essential Workers. And we thought this week was just so important. So for our kindness campaign, sponsored by Evangelical Community Hospital. So our week 3 award for kindness goes to an EMT, Rayvon Kissling, who was nominated by her daughter, Justina.
An EMT is not an easy job.
No.
Yeah, so she has served as both a paid and volunteer EMT and EMT instructor for more than 35 years.
Wow.
Her entire life on helping others by being kind, caring, and devoted. She's always kind to others, no matter how exhausted she is, goes above and beyond for others as an EMT. And she's received a bunch of awards, including her life savings measures from her county as EMT of the year in the past. And currently she worked for the White Deer Treatment Center as a technician supporting those in need of counseling and treatment.
So what is Ms. Rayvon Rockstar getting in reward for her kindness?
Rockstar.
Yeah, she'll be receiving a $50 gift card to Maddie's Sporthouse Grill in Lewisburg.
Congratulations, Ravon Kiesling. That's awesome. Thank you for all you do.
Way to go, Ravon. Hey, what are we doing for week four?
For week four, we're going to be turning the focus to be kind to your community, and we're going to be really promoting some volunteerism, some volunteer roles that are available in the community, and then also just featuring some nice stories of people who really do give back to their community in different ways.
So if you're interested, you can go to WQKX.com, click on that Be Kind banner. But if you're the person, you can take that picture and use the hashtag BeKind2022. Ladies, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Stacy and Marissa, can we nominate you because you're being kind in the community?
Oh, right back at you, Tom and Karina.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've still got late night TV on the way, and Seth wants to talk about, and this is close to home, Seth Meyers wants to talk about this big barge that's stuck in the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland. I didn't know that this could happen in
the
Chesapeake.
Well, it has a very ironic name. Let's just put it that way.
That's on the way, plus Tom's top list of the day.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
70s, 80s, and early 90s.
This is amazing.
All by request from you.
Yes.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
A cargo ship named Ever Forward is stuck in Maryland's Chesapeake Bay after running aground on a sandbar, and they're really rolling the dice by sending the Never Sinks to save it.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
Now let's get started.
Let's get started on five reasons you need a nap this weekend.
I never need five reasons, but go ahead.
One big reason for us would be St. Patrick's Day yesterday. But anyway, number one, it could charge your brain's batteries. A NASA study actually proved it. That's pretty cool.
Lowers your risk for heart problems. According to a study published by the journal Heart, taking a nap once or twice a week can lower that risk.
Wow, heart attack and stroke both run in my family.
I think you take a nap every day. Maybe you need two.
Yeah, it might actually help you to get into shape. What? A 2020 study found that the more sleep deprived someone was, the less likely they want to work out and burn off all that fat.
I don't know. I take naps. It's not working. Naps could also boost your creativity. They find the right side of your brain stays active while you're napping.
All right, and finally, guess what the last excuse is going to be? We lost an hour's sleep last weekend, and now it's daylight saving time.
Well, next year, guess what? You won't have to worry about it.
Does that mean next year at this time, the top list will only have four reasons?
Bingo.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Right around the corner, but even closer than Easter, is our bunny hop. It's going to be at Ard's Farm. We'll get a little more information starting next week. But there's a big prize up for grabs. Now, I mean, we're going to have three different kids, age groups.
Okay. Yep,
all in different fields and all thousands of eggs. Every egg has a prize, but there's going to be one golden egg that's got something special for a grand prize in it. And other prizes from our amazing sponsors that are also on the website at WQKX.com. What basically you're going to listen for next week is the bunny hop sound, and it will be very obvious with 94KX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Alicia Taylor this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. That's our usual lineup. Our parting shot. We've seen it happen before, but during March Madness, when the basketball gets stuck up on the top of the basket or behind it, you'd think, let's just get another ball and start playing, right? Mm-hmm. You can't because that changes the whole environment of the basket. So it causes a delay in the Indiana game yesterday.
Did they pull out a ladder? Nope.
Did they stack a couple of tall basketball players on top of each other?
Nope. Did they get a long broom? Uh-uh.
Nope.
They looked to the cheering squad.
Major issues here in Portland.
Why don't we get a new ball?
Yeah, why don't the cheerleaders, they're used to going up high. Let's get get the cheerleader up. Get her up there. This is how you do it. Give her the mob. No, she's got it. Oh,
yeah.
What a play. The cheerleader saves the day.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.